course I had to start with this one.
Yes, of course you did. I knew you were going to. I almost asked you, so what are you going to start with? And I thought, oh, I know the answer to that one already.
Oh, y'all had any idea what's going on when they started the show off with Legend of Zelda? Oh,
seriously, I was about ready to hand her a mop and a bucket.
I'm still all bouncy.
Yes, she is. She's like, there's my man!
My man! So cute. Oh, okay, this is lunch on our time today. Not the show's time. Lunch with Ginger and Corey. You can hear we're all ecstatic, just coming off the high of the lovely Nintendo press conference.
It started out with such a low, too. I was kind of like, eh.
I knew it was coming.
And the end, oh. Oh.
I told you, I heard the whistle of the bomb about to drop. I heard it. I heard it coming. That
butt on stage, and Corey was like, oh, shit. Here we go.
And there it went.
Yeah. My bad. Daytime TV.
It's all right. It's lunchtime. They expect it. Okay. So, oh, that is lovely. We do have other news. Other people are trying to tell us about their games. We're just all wrapped up in the Nintendo. Wow. So what do you think? Who won? Who won this year?
Nintendo. Nintendo walked in, and you know they kind of started off slow. You know, I was kind of like, really? They don't really have that much. And then the bomb dropped, and all hell broke loose. And I was like, oh, wow! And Sony and Microsoft and Apple, even. Holy cow, you guys!
Well, you know, Apple held their press conference at the same time as Microsoft yesterday, so we didn't get to see that one. And they did it in a separate building. But I got to say to them after Nintendo today, bye, Apple. Nintendo just put a effing iPad in people's hands that works with their console. Oh, you guys are so out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Totally. The only thing that I really noticed that the iPad has up on the, we haven't even said the name yet, so I'm going to say it first, the Wii U. Yay! Wii U! The only thing I think that the iPad and, well, the DS or any of that, the PSP for that matter, has up on the Wii U is that those are actually mobile and the Wii U is not.
Well, that's why they said your 3DS is meant to be your mobile, so move the stuff over. I'm assuming they're going to do something.
And
you know, they never tell us everything.
Explain that this year. Everybody is allowing you to move your games from your console to your handheld, and I love that.
But guess who was the first to do it? Nintendo. Not just this year, but you could do the same thing with your DS and your Wii. One of the biggest features that I absolutely adored was I'm a big Animal Crossing fan, and I know some of you are kind of like, Animal Crossing, really? If you're saying that, you haven't played it yet. But you could take your Animal Crossing from your Wii, put it on your DS, and not only that, put it on somebody else's DS if you were at their house. So they were the first ones to do it. They just went back and perfected it now. From what we saw, is literally slide it across the screen, slide it from the thing to the screen. So I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is.
And now everybody's doing it. But what's even better now, I mean, because, like, as you said, this has already been done, is that Nintendo is allowing the big boys to come play.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What were all the names there we saw? We saw Dark Fighter. I can't tell you all. But
you can. I got a list. Go ahead.
All right. We got Darksiders 2. We had Assassin's Creed. We had Ghost Recon. Batman Arkham Asylum. Oh, we had just a whole list of them. I was Ninja Gaiden.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yes.
And I think the one that really was, because you know I'm all about the fighting. I love the drama.
Metal Gear Solid.
I was about to get to that. Remember last week, if you guys listen to our show every day, and you should, we were talking about how You Draw, which was originally a Wii thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's coming to the other console. It's going to be on your Xbox and on your PlayStation because they're still trying to compete with Wii. And they probably were laughing and pointing, going, ha ha, we stole your big thing. And then Nintendo turned around today and said, ha ha, Sony, guess what? We got your Metal Gear Solid. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a big one to lose. Sony, you've really got to hold on to your proprietary, your developers. They've already lost GTA. When they moved GTA from the PlayStation to the Xbox, I was like, I got a PlayStation, but I'm over here. I'm sorry, I'm with these guys. So you can't be losing your big ones. Here's the thing that stood out most to me. My significant other is an artist, as you all hear me mention every now and again, who just paid money to download an app to do what I just saw the Wii U can do with the system.
Right out of the box.
Right out of the box. There's no app to download, which is to draw straight on the screen. And I do have UDraw here at my house, so anything you draw, you can print out on your printer. And as we know, Nintendo never charges us for the Wi-Fi access. Never. And it's always Wi-Fi out of the box. There's no plug-in you got to buy. Nothing. It just comes that way. As soon as you turn it on, you got internet access. I love that about them. Love it, love it, love it. So what's the cost of this thing? We don't know. And our actual Nintendo contact is probably at E3. There's no point in trying to contact him. It's like being in a black hole. We can't get a signal in or out. they'll get the email. If I send it now, he'll get it next week today. Because that's what happened to me. I started getting text after I left the airport. When I got back into Houston is when I started getting text from E3. I was like, what are they talking about? I'm at the restaurant. Who do you mean? Oh, they meant yesterday. Okay. So much good stuff. I'm sorry, I think Nintendo did the same thing they did last year. Did you ever see the Penny Arcade Expo cartoon from last year? Yeah, he did it again. If you didn't see that one, go back and look at it. It's Reggie, and he says, we did this, this, and this, and then we're going to give you this, and peace, bitches, we're out. So he did the same thing again this year. Yeah, it's our 25th anniversary, and we got all these old games we're going to remaster. Oh, by the way, here's something new. Peace, bitches, we out.
And everybody's like, holy shit, tell us more. We want to play with it.
So,
yes, I love you. Send it to me.
Now, for those of you who missed the press conference, I do have, we have access, I think, to be able to download and upload it, but it'll take forever. So it probably won't be up probably until sometime like midnight if you want to watch it on our YouTube channel. But, wow. It's lovely. It is so lovely. My Assassin's Creed. Can you imagine, okay, if Ubisoft actually brings it? Because I want to make this clear, because we were, of course, arguing before the show. We had Blaster in here, which is a lot of times when we're playing the console, we get mad at the console about what the developer does, which is why we have so many sucky Kinect games. I'm not mad at Microsoft for that. I'm mad at the developer. You have this piece of hardware. Sit down and think about what you can do with the game with it. And that's what they don't do. They're like, most we can do is this. And then they give it to you, and you're like, Because Harry Potter could have been completely different on the Kinect than it was. But, again, they don't have that prop. So I'm like, if at least something. So I'm hoping when they do Assassin's Creed that Ubisoft actually sits down and says, we have got another dimension to this, not just the Wii sensor bar. You got this little iPad type dealie, and the Wiimote controller still works. Let's see what we can do with Assassin's Creed with this. I mean, Nintendo, Zelda alone, I could think of at least 15 different things you could do with that. You know how sometimes they have the locks on the chest? What if they had you pick them and you use the screen? I mean, I could, And you got to do
such sexiness.
Such sexies. Ghost, did we mention Ghost Recon was going to be on there? Ghost Recon is one of the ones. So I might do Battlefield and Ghost Recon if they do something different with Ghost Recon. Just hoping they don't just give us, you know, here's the controller game. Give me another dimension, something else I can do. That's what I like. It's part of the reason why I love the Wii so, so much. And even Move. I haven't gotten a chance to play with PlayStation Move a lot, but there's a lot of potential there if they start thinking about what they can do. Sorcery looks effing awesome. That's one of the reasons why you hear us talk about it so much. Anyway, this is turning into our night show. So we do have some actual news.
We do. We have some actual news. Shall I grab some news?
While you grab, I did just get something in because lovely these people. They're so Nintendo and Sony, I got to give them credit for being severely coordinated. Every time they'd mention something, it would pop up in my mailbox a few seconds later. Bam. So I love it. This is actually not to do, well, it is to do with Nintendo, but it's not the new systems. There's a new game coming out on Friday called Emily the Strange Strangeress for the Nintendo DS and DSi, and I've gotten to play these. They're a lot of fun. And I'm sorry, did I say 3DS? It's not 3DS, although I'm sure it'll work because when Nintendo promises backwards compatibility, you get it. This is basically a puzzle adventure game, and it's based around Emily Strange, and she's trying to find her missing kittens. It spans 6 chapters, 60 puzzles. I know, I said kittens and you went no, but it is actually very interesting, fun, brain-challenging kind of game. I don't like that they say it's for girls, so you guys out there that have little boys that have DS and DSi, pick this up. It's good for their brains, too. It's got over 50 hours of puzzles and riddles. Go ahead and check it out. And if you're not familiar with Emily Strange, she's not new. She's been around since the early 90s. She's kind of a cultural icon. She has books. She has T-shirts. She has, you know, whatever, comic books, graphic novels. Also a novel series for young adults. So go ahead and check that out. You can find that at emily-game.co.uk and go ahead and pick you up a copy. It really is fun. And not just fun in the kiddie way, but there's some really difficult puzzles if you're like me. I like some challenge. You can also find her merchandise there. I mean, there's a ton of it. Diaries for the little girls, tattoos if you got a boy because he's mostly going to be interested in tattoos. You got buttons. You got notepads. Emily is worldwide.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it is my go, and I got some PS3 news. I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they pulled it from the PlayStation blog. There is a PS3 firmware update as PSP game data backup.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sony Computer Entertainment America has released a brand new firmware update for the PlayStation 3 that adds a new option to the save data utility in the XMB. The firmware version 365 changes the talk. I've got E3 on the brain.
Nintendo tongue.
I know. That's all I want to talk about. The firmware version 365. Changes the XMB item save data utility to save data utility minus PSP. It also improves the operating stability of some PS3 format software. Sony says this is an optional update. You'll need it if you want to connect to PSN, so it's not really all that optional. But if you own a PSP, then you'll want to download it. Basically, when you have a PSP connected to the PS3, you'll gain the ability to copy your PSP save data to the PS3. This will allow you to back up your PSP data, although its availability is dependent on the game. This sounds like this is a firmware update, getting them ready for the new transferring that's going to be going on.
Yeah, the new, what was it, Vita? I'm not happy about that name.
Yeah, the Vita.
Mm. All right. Also, fresh into my mailbox during the conference is that Bethesda sent me a lovely press release over. Normally it wouldn't be in time, but perfect today. They are announcing the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion 5 Anniversary Edition, which will be available next month, July 12th, on a Tuesday as well. The Anniversary Edition has a suggested retail price of $29.99 and is the complete collection of the original award-winning game, as well as Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles expansions, which I did not get to play and I heard were awesome. They've won, of course, countless Games of the Year awards and received overwhelming critical praise. Oblivion still remains a defining game in the role-playing genre, and it does. I just need some marriage in there. I need a spouse I can beat upon. you can celebrate one of the most expansive next-gen titles ever to be released on the Xbox, the PlayStation, and the PC platforms. Again, this is a limited edition compilation. Let's see. I think I named all the ones that they have in there. But there's some other things they're going to send you or give you along with this. It's a collector's steelbook, which is a beautiful collectible metal case masterfully embossed with Daedric symbols. They're going to send you a documentary of the making of Oblivion, the Oblivion game map, a full-color map. Wasn't that you yesterday that said you love having those maps?
Yes.
The full-color map of Cyrodiil and the Shivering Isles. I still have my game map from my original GTA game. The original GTA guys back in the 90s. Okay. They're also saying you'll be able to save. This is going to give you a coupon for Scarum. Scarum? Is that what how we're saying it? Scarum?
I think so.
It's a $10 mail-in rebate on the purchase of Skyrim and the Skyrim Strategy Guide. So they're saying details on the versions that will be available in the rest of the world, and their content will be released soon. Yay! Hi, Bethesda. We do love you guys over there. Can we get some of this to give away?
Give away? Hell, I want to hang it on my wall.
Okay, can you send us each one and then an extra one to give away? We'd like to have.
Yes, that would be awesome. You know what? I may email them.
I already did while I was talking, girl.
Yay!
How I roll. They're already looking at the email and listening to us. We would like a copy or two or three.
That we love you.
Preferably for me for the Xbox.
I just made a new office, Bethesda. It'll be so pretty, and I'll take your pictures. I'll send you pictures.
What? I got a whole bunch of space above my desk. I think I'm just going to go crazy with some maps. I got to put something up here I can look at.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's an idea for wallpapering.
Yes, that is hot. Uh-huh. Copy it. You cop. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, what you got? We are so high on the Nintendo today.
We're so high on the Nintendo. Deep breath. All right. So, Dimension U Games and National Scholarship Tournament winner announced.
All right.
Hey, Tabula Digita has announced the winner of its first annual Dimension U Games National Scholarship Tournament. The tournament challenged students from grades 3 through 8 to compete in educational video games for up to $50,000 in scholarships. Very nice. The tournament used Tabula Digita's Dimension U Learning System, a collection of educational 3D online games designed to teach students math and literacy skills. The big winner was Zachariah Chu. I'm probably saying that wrong. Zachariah Chow of Florida's Silver Trails Middle School. Very awesome, Zachariah.
Oh, wait a minute. I have some applause for him. Let's give Zachariah some applause. You're awesome, Zachariah.
Yay! Way to go, Zach. That's awesome.
All right.
So Zachariah won first place in the tournament and received a $50,000 scholarship, which will pay for, you know, at least a year in a high-end school and, you know, possibly a full thing in a smaller school. Anyways, $1,000 cash, a trip to Las Vegas, and tickets to a concert featuring Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, the Black Eyed Peas, and Beyonce.
Oh, he should have entered.
Tyler Capadilla of Texas Walnut Glen Elementary School nabbed first place in the junior division and
That's right.
Yay! Way to go, Tyler. And it's in Texas.
That's right. Texan, baby.
Well, yeah, that's how we do it. All right. Well, he earned a $10,000 scholarship, a vacation to Disneyland, and tickets to see the Lady Gaga in concert. Oh, there's a fly flying around. Tabula Digita also announced the U Games Summer Challenge, which takes place until August 7th of 2011. This contest will consist of 5 2-week rounds for students grade 3 through 8. Participants will compete in Dimension U Games for prizes, including including iPod Nanos and slip and slides. So if you want to do that, go over there and check that out. It, again, is Dimension U Games.
All right. Well,
yes.
I got some interesting news from the people over at MTV. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're announcing some new game. I don't know. No. Actually, U-Star Entertainment and MTV are announcing U-Star on MTV for the Kinect for Xbox 360. Yeah, I know. What's exciting.
That?
U-Star is a social video karaoke performance platform. Introduces a new way for fans to interact with the MTV universe as U-Star Entertainment Group and MTV announced this just today. It's going to make its debut this week, right now, at E3. So if you're there, go by and check it out. Utilizes the Kinect for Xbox 360 to offer players fun and excitement as they are transported directly into some of the best and most memorable MTV shows, programming, and events, most likely just Real World and some other crap they have on there.
Yeah.
Of course, MTV is saying they've always been the cutting edge of pop culture, mm-hmm. constantly defining the passions of today's youth. This is from Nicholas Reichenbach, Chief Content Officer at U-Star Entertainment Group. Apparently, Nicholas, you are a little bit delusional. They're saying with our newly upgraded virtual green screen technology called VGS 2.0, players can seamlessly insert themselves into some of the best and most beloved MTV programming and franchises ever. Why is it still MTV? They don't even show any music.
I know, right?
They should just call
just
them.
Call yourself lousy reality TV that, you know, preys on the stupid.
And who do we have to blame for this? Mr. Alex Ferrari, who's the COO of MTV Music Group and over at Logo as well. You know what? Logo is a much better network. They actually have videos on Logo, believe it or not. If you're not familiar with Logo, Logo is the new lesbian gay network that's, if you have cable, I think it's 117. They also air episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, if you want to know why. I don't know where they are. They had a fucking marathon for a whole week. Oh, lovely. Okay. 24/7 Buffy. They're saying, of course, we're truly excited to partner with U-Star. U-Star is to provide fans with a fully interactive way to experience some of their favorite MTV shows of all time, none of which have been recent. This venture with U-Star allows us to expand and deliver MTV content in a new manner, deepening our audience engagement through a fun video game and social performance network that allows players to relive their favorite moments from MTV shows and put themselves. Why do they keep saying that? So you keep focusing on that. Does it not do anything else? In addition to unveiling the exciting new content of U-Star on MTV at the E3 Expo, the world's premier trade show, of course, for computer and video games and related products, U-Star will showcase its new technology upgrades, including the VGS 2.0, which is supposed to be the next revolution in U-Star's performance video technology. It works, of course, in conjunction with the Kinect for Xbox 360 to enhance your in-game image quality and deliver virtual green screen performance like never before. Yeah. Did you not see the Ubisoft press conference yesterday with the Raving Rabbits? Yeah, it's been done before. U-Star on MTV will also include full support of the Xbox 360 4GB console, giving players the ability to save and upload their scenes without the need for a hard drive. That's interesting. U-Star will be on display at E3, or is on display right now, in Meeting Room. That's not good when you have a meeting room, people. Room 309 in the U-Star Entertainment Private Meeting Room 309 in the South Hall of the Los Angeles Convention Center. To highlight the public E3 debut of the game, Snoop Dogg will make a public appearance on Wednesday. That's tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, at 11 a.m. in the U-Star Entertainment Private Meeting Room. I like to go meet him, but they keep the rest, and I really wouldn't talk to him about the game. I sit on his lap.
Really?
Yeah, not for that reason, but just because it's Snoop. I need a picture. I need me a new rap. We already got groped by 50 Cent when we were there the first year. We never told you that story.
No, I think you did mention that. But, yeah, I think I need to hear more about that.
Yeah, he's got a hands problem. I have a picture. Or you could probably find it on Facebook somewhere. I think somebody else had a copy. He's got a hands problem. He's very grabby, that 50 Cent. Okay. So... That's all for that story. I'm not that excited about that. You're not really saying it can do anything else. And I had to leave MTV alone because there's no videos there. I wanted to watch my videos. You know, I don't want to be able to turn on and see Beyonce do Who Run the World and not watch, you know, 15 episodes of Real World back to back.
That would be nice. But you know what? That's why the Xbox is bringing the YouTube.
This is true.
Yeah, because now we can.
It's already on my PlayStation.
Oh,
and on my Wii. And my Wii. You could have been watching YouTube on your Wii, people. Did you know?
No, I did not know. I rarely turn on my Wii. I'm not even gonna lie.
You see, y'all don't give Wii any credit.
The new change, Wii U.
Oh yeah,
Xbox may have to lose me.
Find Ginger playing over there on the quiet, plugging my headset. Oh, that'll. Girl, I'm so excited about that thing. Oh,
can ain't I? Nothing quiet when I play with you.
Well, this is true, but I'm going to have to be quiet. You can't be yelling at other people trying to watch TV. Girl, shoot that thing down from the sky. We're trying to watch this documentary.
I'm on fire.
I'm on fire. Oh, God. Imagine if they put Left 4 Dead on.
Oh, girl, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that.
Lovely.
Oh, and you saw how they hooked it up with that gun, too?
Yes. Oof.
No.
My shotgun and the aim. Oh. Delicious. All right. What you got? We got to stop.
All right. Well, this is a little bit of news from yesterday, but it's upon GamePolitics.com, so I'm going to claim it and go ahead and do it. The PlayStation Vita uses AT&T for 3G because it is full of fail.
Oh.
All right, so the full of fail wasn't on the end of that, but, you know, I put that there. Sony announced at its E3 press conference the name, price, and mobile carrier associated with its latest handheld. The name of the device, formerly known as NGP, is now the PS Vita, and it will retail for the price of $249 for the Wi-Fi-only version and $299 for its Wi-Fi 3G version. The one wrinkle for users is that Sony has decided to go steady with AT&T in North America. It's only a wrinkle if you're concerned about data caps, of course, which, you know, we are, and it's AT&T, and they got crappy service and reception and everything else. AT&T has monthly limits to its mobile broadband, with tiered service plans offering only a few hundred megabytes to several gigabytes per month, while Sony says that using Vita via your plan is free. One would assume that counts against your data cap dictated to your subscription plan. On a related note, Sony says that over 80 games are in development for the PS Vita from such companies as Acquire, Level 5, Namco Bandai, Capcom, D3 Publisher, AQ Interactive, Konami, Axis Games, NIS America, Codemasters, EA, TriAce, Tommy, Idea Factory, Ignition, Interbrain, From Software, Yuke's, PopCap Games, Activision, and many more. The PS Vita features front and rear touchpads, a high-resolution OLED screen, six-axis motion sensor technology, dual analog sticks, front and rear cameras, access to cloud-based games data such as saves, and lots of other neat little features. PS Vita will be released in holiday 2011. You know, and I wanted this, and I was all excited about this because, you know, I just got my PS phone. I was so thrilled, and then they had to go to AT&T, and I am not going back to you guys. Screw you.
I will go back to AT&T over my cold, dead Virgin mobile phone. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So going from being able to be connected to the internet for the entire two-hour ride to my hometown
without extra charges
was awesome. I'm not going back to AT&T where 2 seconds out my front door I have no service.
Oh, I can go you one better. How about 2 seconds out my door, I accidentally hit the wrong button, get logged into the internet, get charged $5. And this is one of those times I felt really slighted because I have been with AT&T from when they were Houston Cellular to Primeco to Singular to AT&T. And they took away my lovely plan. I used to have free nights and weekends. And when they first started doing text, I had free text. And then suddenly, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to have to charge you $2.99 to send 200 texts. Some people send 200 texts an hour. I'm one of them. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Microsoft apparently heard us talking yesterday, and they've decided that they're going to release a new Xbox controller called the Wireless Speed Wheel. The unusual U-shaped controller will be released in October, apparently to coincide with the release of their racing game Forza 4. The wheel will be compatible with that and all other car games that come out of the box, of course, obviously, and there will be some limited functionality in some games. Headline features for the controller include haptic feedback triggers for the acceleration and brake. Green bands of light on each handle provide visual cues. Now, here's where the problem is and where the Wii always kicks you guys' ass. The price of this controller is $59.99 at launch. Now, this is not including the price of your game, which is probably another $59.99. Xbox should take note. If you notice, all the little props that come with your Wii controller, actually you slide the controller in to whatever little prop, and it costs anywhere from, what, $5 to $12? Yeah. Did you hear about
right? Yes, you're right.
Yeah, you put your Wiimote into whatever that little prop is, and then it works like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got a long way to go to learn about how to do this without overcharging your consumers. We love you, but it's only so far. I'm going to follow you into the deep darkness. I need you to come out. And this is a beautiful piece of machinery. I mean, it's gorgeous if you can see the wheel, and you can probably find it. I'm looking over at gamesindustry.biz, of course. It's just, and Neil Young, who's one of his comments over here at Games Industry Biz, who's a programmer at Rebellion Developments. Hi, Neil. He's saying MS quietly jumps on the motion control with a controller bandwagon, and they need that, but they need to find a way to not make it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Another story I want to jump on, we talked about last night, but I only had brief details about Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Okay.
As soon as it'll load for me, because I had to go back a page to get that one. I'm really disappointed about that. Did we go to our streaming? No, we got 15 minutes live. 15 minutes. Where did we start?
Are we doing the full 45?
Well, we still got 15 minutes live. We may go ahead and cut right at 30. But apparently Michael Ancel confirmed that our much-anticipated sequel to Beyond Good and Evil will not be released on the current gen of home consoles, although we did get a glimpse of it last night if you were watching the Ubisoft console of the new one, and it's gorgeous. It was literally like 3 seconds, and I only noticed it because I know Jade, the green lipstick, unmistakable. He spoke at an exclusive dinner attended by, an exclusive dinner that Ubisoft threw last night. Not everybody could get into. He confirmed that the game was still in development, but it'll skip this generation, and they're going to focus all the attention on Rayman Origins, which I'm not happy about. He said it's still alive so far, and they're very far into development, so it's not that it's canceled, because a lot of people were announcing it was canceled. It's not canceled. They're just saying they're going to target the next gen. And this footage probably came from this particular trailer, at a UbiDays trailer format back in 2008, and at that time it had already been in development for a year and a half. He says they're currently busy with the next Rayman title, for which they are building a new engine and tools from scratch. If you remember playing Beyond Good and Evil, it originally was released on the PlayStation 2, the GameCube, and Xbox back in 2003. It was re-released in HD the March of this year on Xbox Live and June on PlayStation 3. And if you've not played it, go back and play it. It really is an excellent game, which is why they're redoing it. If you wonder why they're giving us a sequel, it's because it was one of those underground hits where they didn't even see it coming. People, you know, when people started playing it and they said, we're going to stop making it, was like, no! And that's why I keep mine on my shelf. That one I'm not selling, like, not ever. Game fly you, tramp. Anyway, go ahead.
Tramp. She doesn't call somebody a tramp.
Alrighty.
All right. EA's John Resitello takes shot at COD Elite.
Oh, about time somebody did. I was waiting for somebody to do it.
Electronic Arts president John Resitello is really proud of Battlefield 3, but he's very excited about Battlelog, the social network and multiplayer service for the game. During the EA E3 press conference yesterday, Resitello took a shot at Activision's Call of Duty Elite subscription service, pointing out that that Battlelog is absolutely free. Activision would argue that many of Elite's features are free too, but the Resitello soundbite certainly resounded with those watching the press conference in person and at home. DICE General Manager Carl Magnus Trottesen made a similar comment last week, though he didn't mention Elite. He said, Battlelog also lets you manage your friends list, squad up, create platoons, use voice chat, and follow your friends' progress in real time and more. This came from the general manager, Carl Magnus Trottesen, in a recent blog post. He also goes on to say, Battlelog will be available for the monthly fee of, drumroll, $0. We look forward to providing more information on these features in the near future. Battlelog will be available via EA's Origin.com, which combines all of EA's social features with a digital distribution platform. You know what? Y'all have a point. I really think this whole Call of Duty Elite subscription is stupid and a waste. And who would pay for that? Somebody's going to pay for it, of course. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't have done it, because there's always a sucker out there. But seriously,
those who pay. I got a quick update, because I flipped over to look at Reggie from Nintendo's talking in a one-on-one interview. The game that I have dubbed the E3 darling is actually going to be on the new Nintendo system, Metro, last night. And he asked him, was it going to look that good? He says, everything we showed you is it's going to look that good to be ready. So I'm really excited. Got to play me some Metro on there. I'm in.
That trailer was hot. That trailer was absolutely hot.
If you've not seen it, pop over to our E3 page. It's on the menu. It's easy to find. Top right, right there next to the search box, E3 2011. And it's the second trailer, I believe, in our lineup. Just call Metro. Go ahead and check it out. Or you can find us on YouTube. Excellent. I do also have a trailer we put up yesterday, the Star Drone, that's going to be on the Vita, which looks interesting. I'm sorry, that makes Metro the third trailer in. Okay. So, and I agree with you. Subscription, COD, they're trying to kill us. Yeah.
Sorry.
I interrupted you, and you got to like, ooh. Ooh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Research. Oh, yeah. All right. So, game.
Breathe.
Seriously, there's so much news. I keep flipping back and forth and refreshing, and just so much more pops up every time. I'm like, wow, I don't even know what to go with.
Well, I do have a actually have a new story. That was just an update I overheard really quick because I turned up. That's how I'm talking, which was the Metro thing, and that the graphics will be
Metro.
Ghost Recon, they're saying, going to be just as beautiful. If you see the press conference, so they said not to worry, don't be freaking out. They're going to give it to us. Okay, so Chilingo.
Chilingo? What is Chilingo doing this time?
They're
in trouble.
No. They're a division of Electronic Arts, and they've announced that they have officially surpassed 140 million game downloads.
Wow.
Across the iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad since the App Store launched way back in June 2008. I hate when they don't tell me who actually said this. I believe this is Joe, the co-general manager. And he says, we've been able to publish phenomenal games for the iOS that millions of players have been that love and enjoy. We look forward to strengthening our ties with the growing indie developer community as they evolve and bring more exciting titles to the App Store. They said, partnering with the industry's most talented developers and having the revolutionary App Store to help distribute their work to the world has made all the difference in helping us achieve this staggering milestone. So on and so forth. You can go over to their website and check this out. This is going to be Chilingo, like the word, yes, chill, and then
Ingo.
Ingo.com. Again, they are a subsidiary of Electronic Arts. Let me see. They do have some other games that they've made. I don't think, they made Angry Birds.
Did they make Angry Birds?
Yes.
And that's like the most popular game ever for mobile.
Yes. Hellsing's Fire, they're saying. Predators, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and Mini Gore, I, Dracula, Modern Conflict, Cut the Rope. They definitely have some good ones under their belt. So go check them out. I think that 140 million downloads mostly came from Angry Birds. And I need to play some Angry Birds, like, right now.
Oh, right. So my go for a story?
Yeah. Angry Birds?
No Angry Birds. No Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, yes. Ken has Angry Birds.
I almost downloaded that on my phone the other day, and I was like, no.
Yes.
No.
Do it.
All right. Hey, I like stories like this. Some games make players kinder, gentler.
Aww.
Yay. Oh, it's so cute. All right, coming from GamePolitics.com this morning. They pulled it from CNET. Usually, Ohio State University communication and psychology professor Brad Bushman is conducting research on how bad video games are for you. While Bushman has done a fair share of studies on how playing certain types of video games can make players more aggressive, he realized that there must be another side to that coin. About time. He posited that if video games can make people more aggressive, then certain types of video games can be relaxing to players, too. He didn't initially investigate the calming effects of games because, well, until recently, such games didn't exist. Most video games try to rev people up rather than calm them down. Whatever. I don't like you. Anyways, of course, they did exist and have existed for decades, but that's not the point of the story. The point is that he has finally woken up, pulled his head out of certain places, and looked into the matter with a little bit of research. Bushman, with the help of doctoral student Jody Whitaker, conducted a study, and is now ready to reveal the findings. Some games can calm players down and can lead to kindness. Their findings will soon be published in the Journal of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. The games chosen for the research were Endless Ocean, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Galaxy, and Super Mario Galaxy. In the first round of the study, 150 college students were selected to play one of the three games on the Wii for 20 minutes. Researchers told participants that they were taking a reaction time test and that they were competing against an unknown challenger who did not exist. The goal, they told participants, was to push buttons faster than their opponent when prompted by researchers. They were also told that the winner would receive a cash prize and the loser would get blasted with noise via headphones. After playing, participants were given the option to choose a punishment for the loser. Researchers found that the violent game players chose the greatest punishment for the loser of the timed matchup. Neutral game players chose the next greatest punishment, while those playing the relaxing game chose the least extreme choice. When it came to rewards, the reverse was true for all groups. In a second study, 116 college students played randomly assigned games for 20 minutes, then filled out a questionnaire about their moods. Those who played the relaxing game reported feeling positive emotions than those who played a violent game. Researchers then asked participants if they would sharpen pencils for the next group of test subjects to use. Those who played a relaxing game sharpened more pencils than those who did not. While the results are interesting, the research does not show if any of the games played have a long-term effect on players. All right, so I was all excited that there was some new research, but you know, it turns out I'm not that excited. This sounds kind of dumb.
You're right.
I want to sharpen a pencil and poke you with it.
Oh, man.
In the eyeball.
Yes, very, 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 very true. All right, well, it is time for us to get out of here. It's about 4 minutes till, and we have a second show to do for you tonight. So normally we'd stay for a little while and chat with you, but you got to let us breathe and break and eat and all that stuff. And we're sitting here all day keeping our eyes on the news for you. So make sure you tune in later tonight around 8, maybe 9 o'clock. Just depends on how tired we are. We were pretty tired last night. but that was
exhausted,
like...
Exhausted last night.
That was like 4 press conferences we sat through. Woo. Wow. All right, so... We'll see you guys later on. We'll be, of course, talking more about Nintendo and who did the best press conferences, other things that we may pick up during the day that we'll see. So make sure you're there with us tonight. And the cool thing about tonight is you'll be able to respond with us. Let's all get into a nice heated debate. Let's argue. I likes to argue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I would also like to give a shout-out to a Miss Jillian McLeod, who I just saw on Twitter, who said something very interesting. Reviewers who rate games graphics over a good story and give it a bad rating because the graphics don't look as good are idiots. I completely agree with you, Jillian.
True story.
Yes! We'll see you guys later tonight.